Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Are you new to investing and have savings you need to protect? Right now, the Middle East war, the Ukraine war, and maybe Taiwan soon. You need a playbook that is safe. Allocate some gold right now. Shield your savings with Noble Gold Investments IRA. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. When fear reigns, gold protects the wise. Noble Gold Investments offers a free 5-ounce America Beautiful coin with new IRAs this month. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com right now. noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. Alex Clark joins the program. You should check out her podcast and her YouTube at Real Alex Clark. I struggle with what she says. I think we come to some agreement at the end, but this feelings thing, I don't know about that. But she tries to convince me, and it's a fun conversation. Email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Become a member, charliekirk.com, and click on the members tab. charliekirk.com, and click on the members tab. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. That is Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. And as always, you can email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. All right, Alex, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
We were talking about some very fun things. You are here. First, talk about your show. It's going very well.
So I host the Spillover podcast once a week. I have an interview with somebody that has an amazing jaw-dropping story or expertise in something that typically is going to matter, educate, or entertain women. Primarily, that's my audience.
So you are a woman expert?
Well, I would like to say, since I am one.
See, she says she knows what a woman is. That crazy video that I have, by the way, has like, do you see that one?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, thank you. It couldn't have been scripted, but I mean, it's not because of me. Okay, so there's this new poll. Now, the men one is actually not great either, but this is from Change Research, okay? So it's red flags in a partner, all right? So this is younger people. I think it's 18 to 25 that they were polling.
Yeah, and they just did this, I think, in August to September. This is brand new. It was like over 1,300 kids in that age group that they polled.
So what do you consider to be a red flag? 76% of women say that if a man says they identify as a MAGA Republican, that's a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
66% they have no hobbies. 60% they say all lives matter, Alex.
Is a red flag to women.
Is a red flag. 58% do not want to date a man if they say there's only two genders. 55% say they're turned off if they identify as a communist. Okay. But 55% are turned off if they listen to Joe Rogan.
It's the same. Communism and Joe Rogan, one and the same.
So, Alex, I hear commonly, I can't find a man. Well, this winnows out the dating pool.
Yeah. So here's the situation. There's a huge problem with young women right now. And remember, there was another chart that came out that was really exciting because it told us at the beginning of summer, I believe, that young men were skewing heavily conservative.
Yes. And yeah, we see that.
But we're losing the women.
Big time.
And I'm going to tell you something that's going to be uncomfortable and a lot of conservatives are going to get mad.
Trigger warning.
Here's your trigger warning. A huge fault of this lies on conservatives. So the way that we have historically been reaching out to women has been an utter failure. Because we thought the whole facts don't feelings thing, that was going to work. It works with young men, which we're seeing the payoff in young men turning to conservatism. But it totally fails in reaching young women. Emotionality actually matters a lot to women. And so when we approach issues like, abortion or Black Lives Mattering and all this, we do need to appeal to the emotional points first. That is the only way we're going to get through to them. But conservatives kind of gave up on that in the last 5-6 years, and now we're seeing the results.
Okay.
So help me understand that, because I don't care about people's feelings at all.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. But to women, young female voters, that does matter. And so what they see when conservatives talk, all they feel is it's mean, it's hostile. The feelings do matter when it comes to addressing and reaching young women, is what I'm saying.
Sure. So that's not going to change. So now what?
So that's not going to, well, it needs to change. We need to do a little bit better in our messaging to women. But here's another thing. So this is actually kind of a plus, because it tells men exactly who to look out for, first of all.
Yeah, I mean, so like most women want nothing to do with the men that actually will give them what they want, right?
Right, because being with a conservative man is going to require a little bit of self-sacrifice. Mm-hmm. You cannot be me-centric with a conservative man. Together, you guys are helping serve others, raise another generation, ideally. There's a lot of selflessness involved in that ideology. And we have raised women especially in a self-love, me-first, narcissistic culture. Mm-hmm. And so women are not willing to make that sacrifice.
So do you... I mean, I'm hearing you. I'm trying to think. On the campuses, most of the hate, most of the anger I get is from young women or men who think they are women, right? And the support is definitely more with young men. Men are more right wing. But is there kind of this new identity of like single womanhood that is seeping in, that is almost, they want nothing to do with conservatism regardless of how we brand it?
Yes, but I'm going to tell you, it's vaporizing quickly. So millennials now, the oldest of us are getting into their 40s. You remember, most of the young people, when we're saying young people, like the people in this poll, mostly they're Gen Z.
Yeah.
With millennial women, we're getting older. And then those of us who purposefully chose a path, no marriage, no kids, pursue the job opportunities first, career first, we're all realizing that a lot of our unhappiness is stemming from that. And so that whole facade of this is what's going to make you happy is girl boss culture is completely evaporating. And so we're waking up. And because of that, a lot of Gen Z women are starting to wake up.
So
it's coming. It's just, it's slow.
Yeah. So 90% of women in their early 30s vote Democrat.
Correct.
Why do you think that is?
The emotionality. Is they do feel like feelings matter over facts. Yeah. Everything hurts their feelings. They're more compassionate.
So they're fragile.
They care about people. They want to help people. They don't realize that the talking points, that the strategies they have been spoon-fed their entire life doesn't work. And so that's what they're holding on to, is like, well, I have to be a Democrat. I have to vote Democrat because I'm helping others. They don't realize that conservatives want the same thing. Our ways of achieving that are just more effective. I mean, we can see that when you just compare Trump's presidency to Joe Biden's presidency so far. You can see that in action, the mm-hmm. evidence.
Yeah. No, I don't really have any patience for this, to be honest. Like women.
But then what? Well, You're just going to give up?
Because the whole society is feminized, right? It's all about feelings, my narcissism, myself.
Right.
You can't govern a society that way. So do we pander to that?
No, because here's what I think. It's going to weed itself out. So the left, they're basically causing themselves to go extinct. They're all eunuchs. Mm-hmm. They're aborting their offspring. So there's not going to be as many of them. Meanwhile, young conservatives are getting married. We're having more kids. That's going to be the next generation.
Sure.
But
young ladies aren't getting married, Alex. They're the most single generation.
Neither are young men, Charlie, because over 62% of men 18 to 29 have left the dating pool entirely.
Correct.
They're not hooking up, they're not dating,
yes.
and they're not getting married. So you have two huge camps. We see this one poll and we think only women are the problem. We are a huge part of the problem. But there is a massive movement amongst the right, men on the right, that are saying, all of this is rigged, I don't care about this, so I'm not even going
true.
To attempt to date even like-minded women. And
that's
happening with conservatives too.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, most people think that dating isn't worth it or marriage. Not most people. A lot of people are increasingly thinking marriage and dating isn't worth it. So part of the poll is they say that young ladies who say that 53% of men who say they refuse to see the Barbie movie is a red flag.
Because they saw it as a feminist, some kind of feminist cry. And so if a guy didn't want to see the Barbie movie, he must have not been feminist. But I was the first one to say, I was one of the first people to say this summer that I thought the Barbie movie was anti-feminist. Yeah. So, you know, I would disagree with that.
I will say one of the more promising parts of this, women are okay if men own guns.
Because we want to feel protected. And this is where their ideology falls
apart.
It starts to fall apart because we have these innate wants as a biological woman but that you can't deny.
Feminism suppresses them and then they just medicate themselves with wine and Xanax.
Yeah, they're medicating themselves. And that's the other thing is that we're told you have a chemical imbalance, which doesn't exist. That's not a real thing. Zero scientific proof of that or evidence. You can't test for it. That's not a thing. There's no such thing as a chemical imbalance. So all these women are getting on pills to fix a fake problem that causes other problems. Then we're told to medicate for those things. So we are on, young people are on more medications than we've ever been on in history. And that's a whole nother thing, you know, causing psychosis.
The benzodiazepines and Xanax and Zoloft and Prozac. It's the most medicated generation in history. So help me understand, Alex, and I mean this sincerely. How are we supposed to compete on emotional terms with the left if they do it so nakedly and pander to it?
So one thing that I've been doing with the spillover recently is really diving deep into the specific lies that we were promised by feminism that have not panned out because they have had over 50 years mm-hmm. to do their little experiment on us. And the evidence really falls in our favor. So that whole idea of put your career first above a family, that's where you're going to find your fulfillment. You put your kids in daycare, that'll be fine. There's going to be no adverse effect on that, on you or your baby. Birth control is better for you. Birth control, daycare, all these things, these are points.
It creates depressed women.
It creates depressed women, but these are all points that the left agrees on. So one thing that I thought was fascinating.
The left agrees on birth control. No way.
Yes, they do. Charlie, listen to this. So our friends at Students for Life, they've been tabling recently on college mm-hmm. campuses. And they have been asking things. Are you pro-life, pro-choice? You know, all these types of things. Yeah, they are pro-choice, pro-choice. They ask the question, do you think that birth control has been a positive or a negative for women's health? All of them are in agreement. Negative for women's health.
Why do they keep on taking it then?
We're not.
Yes, Alex, yes, they are.
Charlie, Gen Z is ditching the birth control. For the first time, women are ditching the birth control pill.
15%, 20%.
I don't know the stat off the top of my head, but in droves. Because they're realizing this was a lie. So what I'm telling you is, when you realize that this was a lie that the medical establishment told us would make our lives better as women, well, this isn't true. How many other things haven't been true? Abortion, all these other things. So your eyes become open. So it is a slow process, but little things, the veil is being lifted slowly but surely. But it's going to take time. This is going to be the hardest battle that conservatives have to fight with the young generation.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Chances are you've been out here before. The chaos in the markets, oil and stocks, just when you thought it was safe and interest rates were rising, new threats come out of nowhere. Tensions are boiling from Asia to Europe. Adapting is key to safeguarding your wealth. You may not have considered gold before. It's not speculation, but insurance. And right now you need some insurance. Noble Gold Investments have been protecting investors for disaster for years with precious metals. So if you're worried, it might be safe to take a fresh look at gold and silver. Gold is a proven safe shield for your portfolio and volatility balance against uncertainty. I buy all of my gold from Noble Gold Investments. They're offering a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with its new silver IRA. Crisis brews, portfolios waver, but gold insulates. Secure yourself against the threats. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Secure yourself against the threats. NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. So effectively, 76% of young women say that if you identify as a MAGA Republican, I want nothing to do with you. But conservative is a lot less. So they look at MAGA Republican and conservative as two different things. But they're saying that 54%, they say we don't. I guess that number isn't as bad as it could be, right? But the All Lives Matter one is really terrible. Two genders? So you got to explain this to me, Alex. Why do so many women, not you, put up with the trans thing? What is that all about?
Because we're told that you're a bad person if you don't support it. And what did I say a few minutes ago? Women are so deeply emotional, and all we care about is, are we going to be perceived as kind and compassionate? So when you tell us, if you do not let this child mutilate themselves, you're a terrible person, you don't care about kids, you don't care, you know, about people that are less fortunate and have all these mental health struggles, we feel terrible and guilty about that. But, you know, nobody is explaining to these young women that the stats show after 4 years of transitioning, all of these kids want to detransition.
But Alex, that's a stat. I thought you said women don't care about facts.
They don't. So
got to tell me, how do I talk to a woman? Tell me.
So you start the conversation. You say, this is how you would start the sentence. You'd say, I know that you care about kids who are struggling with their gender identity. I do too. And because I care, blah, 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 blah. You have to start with sentences like that. It sounds dumb. It sounds like this has taken a long time to get to the point, but that's how women work. So you have to appeal to that first. Just like when they're talking about abortion, you don't start and say, well, you know, less than 1% of abortions are because of rape. You don't start with that. You go, I deeply care about women in crisis pregnancy so much. It's a terrible thing.
It's so pandering and fake. So women,
it's
like,
not fake.
Women,
we do
like
care.
Fake.
We just like to get to the point because that's how conservatives' brains work. You know that there have
no, we
been,
don't like lying.
It's not lying. You're telling the truth. It's just taking a longer time to get there. And I'm saying that actually works with women. They are more likely to listen to your point if you start your sentences off that way. Just try it. When the next school you go to and you table, when it's a angry leftist chick that comes up and starts yelling at you, just try this. Just try the strategy and tell me what happens.
I know you're right. I struggle with, do we really have to sanitize our language to pander to people's like hyper-emotionality so much?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay. All right.
Let me remind you of something that you did.
Please.
There is a very viral clip of you, of some trans person coming up to you and saying like, hey, they didn't come up guns blazing, so I think this helped. But they were like, so I transitioned as a kid and I'm starting to wonder if I made the right choice or whatever. You had a very calm, thoughtful, you took your time approach telling them.
So that works with women.
And that video of yours has millions and millions and millions of views, not because it was a quick gotcha thing.
Sure.
It was because they saw the compassion.
Yeah. So I hear that. So then what do Republicans and or I say that you cringe where you say that's going to turn off women? When you hear it, it's like the most cringe.
Probably.
I hate to put you on the spot, but just like one-liners that you don't like the facts, don't care about your feelings thing.
Yeah, I don't like facts, don't care about your feelings. I don't like when you immediately go into statistics about abortion.
Okay.
I don't think that helps. And by the way, I'm the most pro-life, far-right person ever.
I'm not
ever.
Questioning your bona fides
on
that. So
it's not that, but I'm just saying what works. In appealing to things having to do with our roles, our purpose as women, and you've been sold a lie that you can have it all, because that's the biggest thing right now that's working with women. So I wish we would say that more.
But isn't part of it they just don't want to listen to a man?
Yes. Yes. That is part of it. So it helps if you have a girl tabling with you at these schools, I think.
Yeah. No, I mean, yesterday, literally every person that was listening and or debating was all men.
And what was their biggest problem with conservatism?
Well, the liberal men, they obviously suffer from low testosterone and, you know, have been very damaged by, you know, pharmacological agents, not right now.
Let me ask you something. Do you think most of those liberal men that came up to you screaming, do you think most of them were on the spectrum?
Oh, I'd say almost all of them, yeah.
Because that's another fascinating thing.
Yeah.
Most of these kids that are transitioning, claiming they're transgender,
they suffer from autism in some way. Yeah, they weaponize autism sometimes for the trans movement, unfortunately. Yeah,
very sad.
Yeah, no, but so there were some young ladies there, but the young ladies that were there were super tradcon, like very Christian, wanted the husband, you know, very politely dressed.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yep.
And then the women who hate me were nearly aesthetically indecipherable from men, right? And or they were dressed like total OnlyFan types, right? Very little clothes. Really, you know, they don't want anything to do with me. They want me to affirm their lifestyle, which I'm not going to do.
And yeah, I don't think you need to. I'm not saying you need to affirm. I'm just saying.
I do want to ask, you know, do we have to go as so far to affirm behavior? Because that's the other thing I find a trouble with.
No, we don't need to affirm behavior.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Legacy Box is one of the most amazing services in the country, and they're offering the best sale of the year. They digitize all your tapes for as low as $9 a tape. The process is easy. You send in your aging film reels and tapes, 15 different types of media, and they preserve it and digitize it. Over 10 years in business, Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer. They've helped over 1 million families relive their wedding days, chaotic childhood Christmases, and even road trips to Yellowstone. Think of all the Christmas mornings you recorded. Relive those with families this holiday season on the big screen with Legacy Box. Relive and recapture those important memories with a service that I and our family uses. Go to legacybox.com/Kirk to get early access to our Black Friday sale and start digitizing your memories for as low as $9 a tape. That's over 60% off. Legacybox.com/Kirk. That is legacybox.com/Kirk. Check it out. Legacybox.com/Kirk.
So a young lady comes up, very angry, and says, I want to have as much sex as possible. Who are you to tell me I shouldn't, I can't, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, that's why I want abortion and all this. And it's a lot of, you're judging me, you're telling me I can't. You know the type.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to hear from me, obviously.
And you want to know what I would say?
Okay.
I would say, I'm not telling you that you can't have a lot of sex. I am telling you to acknowledge that when you have sex, when you participate in this act, there is a known consequence. And I'm asking you to accept that that is always a possibility. When you go to a vending machine at a hotel and you click the Coke button, you are acknowledging that more than likely something is going to come out. When you have sex, you are pushing that button on the vending machine knowing a baby could come out. So if you know that, you are actively, you are saying, I agree to this risk of this behavior, I'm going to do it anyway. Now that we know that this is a possibility, then, you know, you get into personhood and all of those different types of things.
Mm-hmm.
But you tell them that. I'm not telling you, you can have all the sex you want. But then are you prepared? Are you okay with having all the babies that you want? Well, no, I'm not. Okay, why is that? Because it's not a person. Okay, let's talk about if it's a person or not. So then you go into all those things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I see that. But wouldn't it be better to tell the young woman that having as much sex as you want is bad for her?
Yeah, you can go into like the emotional damage.
Right?
No, you can go into all of that kind of stuff. Like, well, what would you say about, you know, the rates of depression, the statistic that couples who engaged in a lot of premarital sex before they're married are more likely to get divorced than couples who waited till they were married. You know, all of those different types of things. You can start bringing that up.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing I would do is I would clarify their concern, which is, so you're telling me I can't have sex? No, I'm not. I'm not telling you, but I am going to tell you what the risks are that are involved.
Right.
You are so, you want to give up on the women.
No, I just think we should be like, stop acting like a hooker.
Okay, well, you guys have been doing that, and now see where we're at is the problem. So I'm telling you, just change the tone a little bit, and let's just see in the next 5 years if it helps. I mean, maybe not.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I hear you. So let's talk about the other topic I wanted to get to that we didn't get to. What do young ladies want to see in men the most that they're not seeing?
Clarity. You should tell her immediately where you see the relationship going. If you're interested in a relationship, if you're not interested, if you are looking for marriage, if you're looking for something casual, you should say that from the get-go. And also, I believe you should be having the conversations about religion, politics, those types of views before the first date. So before you even go, before you even drive to the restaurant or the bar to have, you know, one drink or coffee shop or whatever you're doing, you should have those conversations first so you don't, neither of you waste your time. For many, many years, we were told, like, it's taboo, don't talk about this kind of stuff on a first date. And now it's so unbelievably important and we're so polarized as a culture, I think we have to talk about it before the first date.
So they want clarity. So let me ask you, do young ladies that you speak to that are single, do they complain that young men are too masculine or at least fake masculine or acting too feminine?
I mean, are you asking
generally?
Generally, so not necessarily conservative?
Your audience that you know very well, right?
My audience wants them to be more masculine, and my audience, the single women in my audience, myself included, feel like we are all ready. We're all saying like, hey, we want this. We have a whole plan. Like, you know what I mean? We're ready for this next phase of life. And it's the men who are, well, I'm not ready yet. I don't make enough money. I don't make enough salary to raise a family. All of these types of cultural problems that have been ingrained in men of how you can't become a husband because blank. You can't become a dad because blank. So that's a whole nother hurdle that we have to approach with young men. They think that they cannot have a family if they don't make at least six figures.
Majority, including young conservatives. I'll trust you on that. Yeah. So, but young ladies are saying, when I'm dating a man, the thing that is the most concerning and or the relationship ender is that they're not dating with the intent to marry.
Yeah, there's no intent there, but then there's no direction, there's no leading. The guys aren't leading. It's the girls saying, well, what are we? Where's this going? And so I think a lot of young women are saying, I just wish a guy told me from the get-go. I mean, you did this with Erica. You, on the first meeting or whatever, was like, I'm going to date you.
Wait, so let me challenge you. Sorry to interrupt. So the audience you deal with want men to be assertive, logical, and lead. But we shouldn't do that in our politics.
Unfortunately, that is true. It doesn't make any sense.
Make that make sense.
Because you're talking about a personal relationship versus just like a stranger you don't know. So how much more receptive are you when you have rapport with somebody, you feel like you know them, for them to tell you something that's going to shake your worldview? A stranger on the street, you know, you essentially are a stranger on the street when you're tabling and these kids have never talked to you before. You being like, this is bad, blah, 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 like immediately they're not receptive. But if you're in a relationship with someone you like, someone you've established that much, those girls are a little bit more likely to be okay with you saying, this is where this is going, these are my intentions with you, etc.
Macro and micro then.
Yeah.
Do you see where the disconnect is? Because what I hear from young ladies is similar. I want a man to be a man. I want him to be loyal. I want him to be productive and protective, right? Self-control. And I'd say, well, why don't you want that in your politics then? Why won't you, if you want the man to lead the household, why don't you want the man to lead the political party?
It's a great point.
That's where I'm confused.
I think you have raised very valid questions that we have
I'm like asking for insight here. Okay, Alex, any final thoughts you want to make on this? Plug the podcast again.
All right. The Spillover with Alex Clark. You can find it anywhere you get your podcast, Real Alex Clark on YouTube. And we talk a lot about this and women's roles and, you know, what a biblical role for women should look like. And interesting conversations with a new guest every single Friday.
Yeah. And look, as much as we pick on women because they deserve it, men are a disaster, right? Men are watching too much porn. They should watch no porn, right? They should save themselves for marriage and go on a freaking adventure and do something, you know, stop acting like a pig and be someone worthy of marrying.
And that's the best advice.
Build
for both men and
work
women.
Work hard and produce. So, I mean, what comes first, I will say, my personal opinion, the institutions are creating unhappy women and they're not helping men. But if men really had their act together, they could rescue a lot of these young ladies from these institutions.
Yeah, both men and women, don't go to college. Learn life skills. Learn how to do laundry. Learn how to iron. Learn how to cook.
Now she's talking.
Develop a deep relationship with Christ. Get plugged into a church community. Start learning about things like birth and motherhood and parenting.
Vaccines.
And education, homeschooling. Yeah, vaccines. Start looking into all of this in your single season. This is why people are like, well, why do you talk about this, Alex? Because you're not married yet. God willing, that will happen. But in this season of my life, then I'm focusing on these things and I am doing everything I can to prepare and become the person that is worth marrying.
Do you think that it is generally true that if young women did those things, they'd become more conservative?
Absolutely. Because when you're doing those things, you are living exactly as God's design for us. And so you will not be able to deny that God is real. And therefore, once you believe in that, naturally conservatism is going to come with that.
The emails that we have received
already
are, oh, thousands.
Right now?
Of course. Alex, we're live. What do you think this?
Well, I just didn't know that many would happen in a few minutes.
Oh no! By the way, they're hilarious. The women and the men emails. The men can't stand what you're saying. The men are like, all logic is the only. And the women are like, Charlie, come on, you have to understand. It's just, it's fascinating. I love male and female differences. Alex, this was great. Yes, final thought?
We are in the biggest battle of the sexes movement since the 70s. Yeah, take it seriously. Deal. Take it seriously, because we are losing both young men on the right, not because of their political views, because of their culture, relationship views, but we are losing young women to political views.
Yeah, we need to rescue both. The men, I'm actually optimistic. I really am. I think that they're starting to get their act together. There's some really good stuff happening.
Tell Charlie to go on the Whatever podcast to talk to the Red Pill men for me.
Should I do that, Alex?
Yes. It would be the best thing for you.
It's not the Red Pill the way that I think of it. It's this kind of like hedonist King Solomon thing, like have sex with everything that moves type thing.
Have sex with everything that moves. If you're a man, get vasectomies so that you don't procreate and then don't get married. This pill has a double meaning.
So red pill is no longer conservatism. Yeah. Red pill is now.
When you start seeing guys
Genghis
online.
Khan.
When you start seeing guys online saying things like, I've been red pilled recently, they're talking about, I'm totally disenfranchised with romantic relationships and women.
Who changed that? I'm so confused.
Well, partly us, the women, liberal women driving them away, the Me Too movement, the law, the family court.
No. I mean the term. I don't understand how the term changed.
I don't
changed.
Know. It's I guess just, some I'm YouTubers. So, behind the time. YouTubers 4chan,
so this individual on whatever is have as much pleasure as possible, but no responsibility. I'm just trying to understand
the host and then the audience of the Whatever podcast. Yeah. So they bring, you know the podcast because they have viral clips of them like dogging on OnlyFans chicks and leftists. Sure. But the male audience, I would say most of them identify as libertarian or conservative. However, none of them are in the dating pool.
So you would imagine I would have something to offer as someone who's had a child to tell them how important that is.
I think it would be invaluable.
Yeah.
Like it absolutely needs
towards
to happen.
The men, that's interesting. That's,
yeah. Anyway. So I would go in there with the
intent
to break through to the male audience and don't worry about clowning on the leftist chicks on the podcast with you as much. Do a little bit of that because it's fun.
Yeah.
But also really get through to the host and the
audience.
Well,
I could
audience.
Talk to men. I know how
well,
to talk to men.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So
you could be savage to men. Men is that's easy.
I think that's what you should do.
Women is an ongoing.
Accept the invitation to go on and go on with that idea in mind.
Very good. Alex Clark is special, everybody. Check out her podcast, subscribe, and thank you for the candid emails. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel, straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.